Middle Shabbos, the middle of the Siman Shin Lamed, in the halachas of Yeledis, a woman gave birth regarding Shabbos, Sivav, this in the bottom of Kuf Ein Alf Amet Alf, says the Mechaba, Eisa Medrul Yeledis, you let him make a bonfire, a fire for a woman give birth, Kosh Lesh Miyam, 30 days postpartum, as contained in the base to page 342, but a little bit Kuf Pes Thomas, even in the height of the summer months, says Ramav, and Mutar Machim, Lescham Kenegam Medur, now if others are permitted to warm themselves up opposite the fire, Ein L'el, Sim Reish Ein Vav, says Mishpura Sif Katan Chaf. You can make a Madura, and Bohadim is Manena, same thing as in our times where we don't make a Madura, but Lahacham Hatana to warm up the oven, the stove, Sif Katan Chafav Kosh Leishim all 30 days. Im Yeshla Tzartzina, if she has the pain of being cold, the Sri of the chills, the Sri, because he holds Yeshla Katan Lachayat is danger to a woman gave birth, Kosh Leishim for 30 days postpartum, Betzina of the chills, Lafikah, therefore, Im Yevshal De Abigulum, if not possible through a non Jew or some day Israel, do it through a Jew, that's from a Magen Vram and Sharachayim, other Chayim. For other sick people, I did galulim through a non-Jew mutter that permitted. I'll fill in zakon even if there's no danger to their life. Im tzarich l'madura if they need the fire to warm themselves up. Yesh takana, and if there's danger, im oimer shetzarich. If the person says they need mutter for the soul, then it's going to be permitted even through a Jew. But she efshe by galulim if it's not possible through a non-Jew. That's the bachin al rabba. And says v'an be'alacha the mask l'kol. Shavesidas harba gedil rishonim shesemdei says I brought the opinion of many great ones of the rishonim that they hold the chaya chashiba that a woman gave birth after 7 days. Din lein medura says alacha regarding a bonfire gam kin gishal chilish in besakana only like a regular chayla she'im besakana there's no danger to her life. Ziv zayin havolat shenaylad regarding a baby that's born oisin lekotzarcha you take care of all his needs machitzanis you bathe him amolchanis you salt him v'tem nashilya and you insert. You insulate the amniotic sac, kedishiyich mavolat, so that the child should be warmed up. V'chaytchem es ha-taber, and you cut the cord. V'hanim, when we say this, benil l'tisha elishava, if the baby's born a full term, 9 months, or a full term, 7 months. Avnil l'shmeinu, but in a baby born in 8 months, isavik ben shiva, oy ben shmeinu, zu ketein daf kufayin beis, or not sure if it's from 7 months or 8 months a birth. Imechan alav, then we don't desecrate the Shabbos for such a baby. Ilm can dominate sa'adr, but it's upon them only if it's here and his fingernails have fully matured, have completed. So he said, the baby that's born, we take care of whatever he needs. I know how the mavula coming. That's what the Machab is going to say as we go on. Sivkan chav kimel, which one of them is machitzin, you bathe him. Which Mishbur points out in Lefiyah Seid the Mavur B'Shas. This is not the order that's brought in the Gemara, Mapik Mekro, which we're learning from a pasuk. Shami said they put like this: but first you cut the cord, and then you bathe the baby. That's what the Rambam writes. Also, Perik Beis Melech Shams. Da'ish should know the Mashem Heben Magen Rambam Shema Taisus. From this, the Magen Rambam means the name of Taisus Mucha. It's obvious they ain't Oisim Malacha Da'Raisa. That we don't do a biblical Malacha B'Shalot Vem Elu for these things. They ain't Bemin Yasim Sakana, because by refraining from them, there's no danger. El Sar Ba'Amah, just pain. If that's the case, Lavize, according to this, it mainly sakan lachta chatab. If there's no knife to cut the cord, the umbilical cord, and you have to bring it through the public domain, aslavi, now let it bring it. For now, you should just tie it. But what the same thing is, Bashar Dram Skaran Khan, regarding all the other things that I mentioned over here. Now, the Be'er Halacha and the Mask Havala, the Visitas Rishayim says, I brought the Pinnabir Rishayim, the Mutal Chabam Halacha, the Rais Bishal said, you actually are allowed to desecrate Shabbos with a biblical Malacha because of this Ayan Shem look up in there. But come on, at least La Be'al, the Ebed Gulum, to bring it through a non Jew. Oy Lahacham Chaman al Yadde, Lurchat Zaval, to heat up the water through the non Jew to bathe the baby, but that's for sure it's going to be permitted. Sivkan Chavdal, or Molchanos, you salt the baby, that is Kadesh Iskash Abbas, says Rashi, that his skin should harden. Mashma says, sounds like when Mr. Malicha Tiyab Melech, that the salting should be with salt. I am Pimagodim, like a Pimagodim. Ofer Shemishal Rambam Kasav, the Rambam writes of Nisim Lov Avak Hahadas, that they put on him this myrtle dust. But then, and things similar to that, Chemash Ba'arach Erech Lav, I am Shamlok over there. Sivkan Chavhei, Vitem Halshilya, and we bury the amniotic sac, the liver carcass, not in the ground. And the Mishum said, for this reason, Kul Emlem Lechlin Shabbos, so for this, Evan agrees that Namachal Shabbos. Elekachem and Hagim Kishchol B'Shabbos, rather, their custom was, when it would be on Shabbos, Ashiris Taimen and Oysa Misafolim Shalshem, and the wealthy would insulate it into a basket of oil, like Besfagin Shaltem, or tufts of wool. Vaniyos and the paupers would be B'meichan and B'tevim in rags or in straw, Ubechel, and during the weekday, Elev Elev Taimen Oysa B'Ogetz, says Yishami, they all bury it in the ground. Sivkan Chavav, why do they do this? Kadesh Yech Mavolot, so that the baby should be warm. This is like some type of an omen, some type of a more metaphysical thing. Sim kon chum zayin l'chaytchen, and they cut the cord. Achar shakarshin I say after they tie it. My magen brum looking magbrum shachatichas atabu ba'alma. In general, cutting the cord ain't the kimin shvus, only rabbinically prohibited. V'sevik kavis l'rambam because of Hashem sevich Hashem l'davar shachir. The proof this is isur that right. It's actually biblical prohibition. But akocham mutar but over here it's permitted. Ain't shem mukav there. Sim kon chav ches. But avonay l'shmain if the baby's born in 8 months. Where the Vadil Chai for sure is not going to live, then some cut the Chabtes, or even the Mesavik in Mechalan. You don't desecrate the Shabbos, because the Kibbutz Mesavik, since we're not sure if the baby was ever a viable child, which in Talmudic literature, the 8 month baby is not viable, so let Mechalin, we don't desecrate the Shabbos. But it's not comparable to this halacha di Shabbos al-Mashbar, when the mother's on the birthing stool, because the Hasam Mayri, the Kala Chadashim, there, that we're going to, even though we don't know the baby because you cut open the mother after she died, that's because we know the baby was full term, says the Magi Bram. But I'm be halacha, and the Rimaskal, oh, yeah, Mashik Zabin said what we wrote regarding this. Sivkat Lamed, and Amachal Shabbos, Im Ken Gamar Vahulu, only if his hair and his fingernails have been finished. Which koy gama ben shemayin, that's even on the 8 month baby. The reason is that min shu ben shemayin, because we say that really it was a 7 month full term, because in Talmudic literature it's either full is 7 or 9 months, but not 8. But vishtu hudishtai, it was just delayed a month, but really it was a 7 month full term. Remains in regard to this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch that it requires further analysis. But Daita, in his opinion, is the linchal Shabbos regarding designating Shabbos. Lo yisamchin agamru luchud. We don't rely just on this that the hair and the fingernails have been finished. Kim davka, rather specifically, kishasho gam kishleishem yom, if the baby has also will also last for 30 days. Directly until tlatinik is all regarding moving the baby. Nuchalismach asmana the gam luchud. For that, you can rely on this a sign of that his hair and his fingernails have been finished. Which, as the Sharatin Eishidal says, or regarding circumcision, because you circumcise them either way, as the Gemara brings within Daf Kuf Lamed Bav. Fi halacha, Dibre Maschel Kol Shloishim. So he said that you make a bonfire for the woman give birth for all the 30 days postpartum, even during the summer months. So he says that the source of the words in Lachaba are the words of Rava Magad, the Magad Mishnah over there, look over there. That's on the Rambam. So the truth is, the Magid himself writes in the beginning as a Dovah Pasha that the Lach Madura is like all other needs of a woman gave birth. And for all her needs, that would come out that there's 3 different periods. If that's the case, why would a Madura be any better than all the other needs of a woman postpartum? It's just afterwards he takes out from the words of the Raiva that his opinion is up until 30 days, she's considered in danger for her life regarding this need for the Madura. Look over there. And the truth is, this is all only according to the way the Pirush of the Raiva is in the words of the Rambam. That this, that he didn't permit a bonfire for a sick person, is talking about chodesh sekana. And the mela, opposite this, the heter of a woman gave birth, is talking about also even after day 7, which halacha is also like a chodesh sekana. And even so, they're permitted to make also for her a madura. And therefore, because by madura, she's always considered in a situation of danger. But in truth, it's very difficult to explain like this, the words of the Gemara. Because this, the Gemara says, that we think from this that for postpartum woman yes, but for a sick person not, is by chilah shem besakana. If that's the case, according to most paiskim that they hold that the maskan sagamara is sending for a sick person, would be permitted to make a madura even for chilah shem besakana, and that's not heard by any paiskim to be lenient regarding this. And don't say that the command of the gemara is through a non-Jew specifically. That's not true, because on this. It brings a raya from bloodletting that the person gets the chills, and for sure it's even through a Jew, as is obvious from all the paiskim. And the sick person is better than this according to their sheet, the way Rashi explains. Well, so Lashon Rambam is not so meduktic according to this, because why is maybe medayik, and he's saying, you don't do it for a sick person that he can warm himself up, even to heal himself it's forbidden, because he's a chel shem esekana, unless you push and you say his intention is that even through a non-Jew you don't do, but that's not, you know, in the understanding, in the flow of his words, look over there. Also, the Gebarim, you see that he holds that the Rambam is talking about Chiddush Yesh B'Sakana. It's found in the Chiddush Rambam that's brought in the Ma'aser Kech. That the point of the Rambam is you don't make a Madura for Ochayla. It's talking about Chiddush Yesh B'Sakana. And that's from the Sefer Batim. Look over there. And that's how the Sha'atim writes in Simshin Chavchas, naming the Vilna Goyin, that the opinion of the Rambam to be Machmer also Chiddush Yesh B'Sakana, and didn't permit only for someone that had bloodletting. And Mamele, we're going to push that we're talking about a postpartum within 30 days, and you could say it's talking about within day 7 or within day 3. That's a something a little bit in the Yerushalmi. That the teaching of Shmuel that the Isla Madura is going to tell that you Michal for the Shabbos, as in Yerushalmi Perek Mathan, and the Mishnah Michal on the Shabbos. Shmuel says, Isla Madura, Philip Tukubis Tamas, sounds like it's going on the time before 7 days postpartum. And also according to what Rabbi Chananel understands the Perek Adar regarding the Yenuka, the Shlav HaChamim, that the baby, that the hot water spilled out, that we say, okay, look, warm it up to a non-Jew for the mother. And the Gemara says, Yima HaKach LeTamri. And the Gemara says, yeah, but Tumdah HaDinakalat, she's just a little deranged. So the Rachabed explains, Karachaza, meaning he explains that Tumdah means that she got the chills. According to this, to sure you have to heat it up to bathe and to drink, the hot water itself. And even so, they didn't permit all, it's only through a non-Jew, because it's talking about on day 8, and don't differentiate between the bonfire and Rechitza, because the rabbi himself, it doesn't differentiate. Look at what his words. Notice in the Gemara, the Shmuel says that a postpartum is up until day 30, the Gemara doesn't find only for Tefillah, not for Madura. See, you can reject, but that's the case, that's what needed two teachings of Shmuel. But he says that you're going to answer the Rav Magid writes, as Mavatla is just because of the opinion of the rabbi, and therefore, says the Be'alocha, I seek more. And it says, I found the right tower words from the Rishon of the Rishonim, which is the Rav Achai Goin, from the Goin. That for sure, if the Rebbe would have seen his words, it's possible that also that he would have been Mevatel his Das in front of him, because his words are like this in Parashat Shmos. Whereas a woman that gave birth on Shabbos, even if day 3 is on Shabbos, even though she says, I'm healthy, I don't need the bonfire and the hot water, that health is not health. And we do for our bonfire and hot water, and this is all we do for a woman who gave birth. So we see that even the halacha Madura, he includes in the halacha of day 3, 7, and 30. And the Ramban brings his halacha in Teresa Adam, look over there. That's where Ben Yerucham writes in the beginning of the Sefer, and his words are, Islam Madura l'chayi b'Shabbos, and those days that we said, Michal through a Jew, and those that we say that Dinamachal, say do through a non-Jew. And since we don't find any mashmois to any paisik besides the rabbi that should say the halacha madura is more chomer than all the other tzrachim of a postpartum, and they all quote the hakdama of the halacha as these the teaching of the Ardoi that say the chaya the postpartum is day 3, 7, and 30. It's very much difficult to be lenient to make a madura through a Jew up until day 30. And says the halacha tzarchi in lamaisa, which Adish 28 says that even the halacha we're leaned by Sabbath B'Kuch Nefesh, but this girl also explains that since the source to be leaned regarding this halacha is very weak, we're not leaned regarding its suffix. And he adds on that if it seems that there is a concern of danger for the woman giving birth, for example, let's say she feels very much the cold, then one could be leaned to make for a bonfire up until 30 days postpartum. B'Halacha the Masach Avolot Shenolad, Chabin Sebzayin said that the baby that's born, you take care of whatever the baby needs. Magen Avraham writes by the all of these that there's pain to the baby. And since they're all not malucha, so Rabbanu were not geyser, which is from Tesis the Emperk Mavan. The Shulz Rav Achai in Parsha Shmai sounds like that refraining from cutting the umbilical cord could be a danger to the baby. His words over there are, Ma'u lachtav tabu b'shabbos, says, Kikmi Bailey says, what's my question? B'chadval, one baby, do we say it's possible to be careful, that is by tying the umbilical cord itself, and it's not going to come to danger? Or maybe, sometimes you're not going to pay attention, it's come to danger. Or maybe, that looks like a BC, that his reasoning is logical, that sometimes it can become detached, and it's going to be suffering nefashis. So he holds to be lenient, and he resolves it from the teaching of Nachman, that Allah is like a basin, and that's written in the Chiddush HaRanah, within the Mishnah, that if you don't cut it, it's going to be danger. Look over there, and that's on Miri, right? So within the Mishnah, the Rambam, in the second paragraph of the Shabbos, you see more than this, that he includes the danger, all these things that if you're going to refrain from the child, that after he considers Allah Yadal, the things that you do for the child, he concludes in this, Mnishasekotnehu loim loyasu kalela. According to this, the Bapashad, the Imlocha de Reis with Michal, where it's not possible in any other way. And the Gemara doesn't mean by these malachas of kustim drabban, because the truth is, you do it on the day the baby is born, even where you can do it is the rice through them. For example, it's a heat of water to bathe or to grind the herbs that they need for the salting, or regarding wrapping to cut garments to make these wraps, or to bring a knife through the shusharam to cut the umbilical cord, besides insulating the amniotic sac, which that you're not allowed to put into the ground because it's only a segula, the way Meiri writes. The Rambam doesn't quote this in his Yad Chazakah. The Kavan of the Rambam, this say, writes, B'cham Shochman B'Shabbos, that is, even if it was heated up through a Jew. And the other comment is that you should know that that these words of Rambam, that sounds like from him, that to wrap the child is a chashash of sakana, if you refrain from this, it resolves very much the teaching of Rav Nachman that says, M'kan shalom lapifin la'avolad ha'noilad, that you wrap the baby that's born, ayin daf samach vav, la'pufi anuka b'Shabbos, sa'shabat domi, so every Shabbos is permitted. Look later on what we write on this in the name of the other Shainim, and there's no Shavus at all. So what's the Chiddush over here? But according to Rambam, makes sense, because there the Gemara is telling us that because it would be Tsar if you refrain, so the Rabban will not Gezer. And here the Gemara is letting us know that the day that he's born, the wrapping is from the other Tsarche that's necessary for the baby, and Nafkmin is that you'll be permitted to Ibn Malacha the Raisa for this, to cut the garments and so on. But Kapunim, it seems obvious that one could be leaned initially to heat up the hot water through a non-Jew to bathe the baby, like he says, like I wrote in Mr. Bruin, just afterwards I found the seven nazis on them, the true Shail Meshav that also writes like this. The Maskal is Sabbath ben Shiva. So he said if it's born in the 8th month, or even the Suffolk, if it's the 7th month or 8th month, not Machal Shabbos until you find that the hair and the fingernails have been completed. Now this halacha, Chava quotes, is from the Torah. And seemingly, so where the Beisaysa writes that the source is from the Gemara Shabbos Daf Kof Lamed Hey in the Braisa. They say that a 7-month baby, you mechal Shabbos, 8-month, you're not mechal. Suffolk, if it's 7 or 8, you're not mechal. If it's 8 months, it's like a piece, it's like a stone. Torah explains that the Kavanah of the Braisa regarding Chilul Shabbos Mamish, to heal him and to keep him alive. That if the Braisa would explain this too much regarding circumcising at Shabbos, then you wouldn't be able to doctrine this that you're not Mechal Shabbos, because immediately you don't circumcise out of Suffolk on the Shabbos. But Chilul Shabbos for a poor, read Mechal Masveka. As we know, by when a pile of rubble falls on someone, you're not sure if he's alive, maybe he's dead, you clear out the rubble. L'chaira, the Gemara, it's obvious that the Brice is going on Mila, and that's what Rashi explains over there. So you could say that the Torah also agrees to this. It's just that he holds that the Brice includes both of them. But the fact that it says the Lishna Stam Chil. And don't ask enough love kuflam involved that the Gemara asks when that Braisa Limalimamanav shall do Mila either way, and you have to explain Bimakshir Mila and according to Belezer, it should have explained more regarding Chilul Shabbos itself and like the Pasha Lashon and the Braisa, rather obviously because the Gemara holds that the Braisa is too much regarding Mila. So that's in the Berlach. What you could say is that if you were to answer like this, then they would have asked from the first price that says over there, Allah sabad the Dechas HaShabbos, but he's subject to Dechas HaShabbos. However, in the words of Rambam that doesn't quote this halacha only in Hechas Mila, it sounds like that he holds that this price is only regarding Mila. And the Bahagin Hechas Mila regarding a Suffolk Ben Shemayin, he writes explicitly regarding Mechal HaShabbos with Mechal Mesveka, because we say, Kol Suffolk Ben Shemayin Lahakal, and also the Itun Hechas Mila brings his words to Pesach HaLacha, and how it seems over there, those who have high going writes like this, and the Itun doesn't disagree on him over there, only that he adds on that when his fingernails are finished, even if you separate from him right away, that's also included in the Suffolk. That we say that, Ishtoy, it just delayed. And that's something he writes within the Kuvel Medvav. Also, like the older words of Bahagadi writes, however, regarding Mechal Shabbos, everyone agrees that you Mechal, look over there. And the Sefer Eshkol, when he quotes the Braises of Ibn Shiba, that you're not Mechal, he says, Lamoyla, to circumcise. What he means to say is, don't make a mistake to explain this goal on every Chil. However, you could reject. And maybe that they're talking about where you have the here and the fingernails were finished. But where it wasn't, it's more logical to say that he's a benchminer. Now, in the Sugi of Erechin, when the woman's on the birthing stool and she dies, which is brought and said, hey, they were leaning misophic to bring the knife through Rosh Hashanah. The Magen Ram answers, there's Tumah where you know that it was full term. And also, the Magen Ram brings that it depends on the two truths in which the brought and turns on the Ramban regarding a pregnant woman that smells food on Yom Kippur. That according to the first answer, which is the words of Bahag, you see that also. A baby before day 40 is like just water, and even so, you mechal. And if that's the case for sure, when the baby's born, and it's a suffix, you mechal. But according to what the Ramban explains over there, the reason when you're sitting on the birthing stool that's considered as born, and it's just like the door's like blocking the baby. If that's the case, akapon, you're going to say the dafka kol chadash when the full term look over there. Now, according to the Magen Avraham's words, Mela rejected the rai that we brought previously from Bahag. That's possible that he's going only the shetase. That he holds the mechal even on ubar and on the fetuses, I'm sure, and for sure over there. So it says the Belachan Anis Daiti, it doesn't depend on this at all. Because even according to this answer, the Ramban doesn't say whether that only by fetus is not Machal, because Yisrael is not Mitzuvah on the Uber on the fetus, and the woman sitting on the birthing stool is not called Ubarin, and it's like it's born, which is not the case when it's born. It's possible that even the Ramban would agree that even though that you're not Nerogan L'Masvek, you don't get killed for killing him out of doubt, because of Peshavto Eda, but even so you Machal Masveka, because suffering the Fash L'Hakel. And the opposite is also, you could reject a little bit that there, if you're going to feed the mother in your Kippurim, stomach at the end, it's going to give birth to a viable child, and he's going to keep him in the Shabbos. So therefore, the Torah permitted, like the Ran writes. Which is not the case over here, that the baby's already born, and we see that his hair and his fingernails are not finished. Logic would be that he's a Ben Shemayin, he's not going to live, or why would Mechal Shabbos in him? Says you should know that according to this Magen Avraham, that it depends on these two terutzim, and Mela, according to what the Ritva Paskins and Mesechtas need, like the Bahag, that even on the Uber, on the fetus of Mechal, should have been Mechal also on the Safik Ben Shemayin. Some of the deer shoes. Issue number 25. Mishbubrit from the Yishalmi, that during the weekday they take the amniotic sac and they bury it in the ground. The reason is that Yishalmi brings with it that to give like a guarantor to the ground. The Karban Eidim, the name of Moshe explained, that's to give like some type of security and a sign to the ground that even after his death, the baby's gonna come back, the child's gonna come, the person's gonna come back to it. For this reason, Shuvah Minskalski writes, it's forbidden to take fetuses from the hospital to make medication. We know from placenta that this is the big rage because you have to put them to the ground. Moreover, by these sacs, the placenta that comes out during a miscarriage, that sometimes it's concerned that maybe has a navel that has to be buried, and therefore one should not utilize these amniotic sacs for the purposes of making medication. And so Rabbi Yashiv writes like this, in the situation where there's a great need to take the blood from the umbilical cord or from the placenta for some type of a treatment, which again is the new rage, one has to make a shaylus chacha. And if the shilya does not have a tzur of a vlad, that is, there's no ligaments, the Shubat Zigzmiz writes, that's no chib to take it from the hospital to go ahead and bury it. This is number 26. Shubat Chassam Seif and Tiferes Yisrael, they write that what the Mishmuritz and Sivkot Nechav Zayin, the cutting the umbilical cord, is their right. And the reason for this, writes the Shasham Ladovid, if someone cuts from a person, it's like cutting from the ground. Dersh number 29, B'Halacha wrote that even B'Halacha they write to Machal for the baby, where it's not possible any other way. Now, even when it's possible to hold the baby carefully for a long period of time, it's logical that in such a situation, there's no need to cut the cord. If someone holds, it's permitted to cut it because no obligation to make such an effort. Like when you find a coal in the Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to extinguish it. The Chacham did not mechayev you to stay the whole Shabbos and warn all the passerbyers, you know, what's there. And you could just go ahead and put it out. The same thing would be, you're allowed to just cut it. Dishur number 30. So, the Mishmar had written that since we're not sure if it's Ben Kiyama ever, so the Vinak Michal Shabbos. Chaznish writes that, however, if this here and the fingers are complete, so then it's a Safek Ben Kiyama, according to those who rule that he's presumably then a viable child. And then you have to attempt to heal him, to treat him, and to Michal for him the Shabbos. Shabbos Mishal Yitzchak writes that also by a baby that's clear that was born in the 8th month, you let him Michal Shabbos to save him, specifically that if he has some fingernails and hairs, the way it's common, by most that are born premature. Shabbos Mechel Shlemi writes, Shabbos Sheva Levi, that in our times that they know how to keep it alive, also those who are born even in the 5th or 6th months, it's permitted, you have to Michal Shabbos to save him, even if it doesn't have any fingernails or hair. Now, a baby that's full term, but it's a treif, it has a moral defect. Shabbos Mechel holds that you let him Michal Shabbos to save him for even Chai Yeshua, to live a little bit longer, the way the Be'alacha permits in Semesh and Chavtes. But if not Kol HaChadosh, not full term, and according to the doctors, for sure he's not going to live 30 days, because the blemishes that they're there, you're not Michal Shabbos for the Chai Yeshua, because Chai Yeshua B'Nefil is nothing of a non-viable child. However, in the hospital, that there are many treatments, and there's a concern that maybe they're not going to know to differentiate between this baby and another baby, that there is hope to keep the baby alive, if someone instructs, that you have Michal Shabbos to save him.